He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you absolutely live from our studio in Scottsdale, Arizona. Welcome, everyone. We are on show 442. That'd be 442. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into the Gadget Professor. As you may or may not know, the show is viewed in 172 countries all around the world. Why? I have no clue. In any event, interesting show for you today. We are recovered or in process of recovering from CES, and now we're looking forward to the NAB, National Association of Broadcasters, and that's, I think, April 18th this year. But before we begin, I want to tell everybody, certainly thank you for your email, and actually you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, that's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And I will answer all my email, and I love hearing the comments and all the stuff that you people tell me about watching the show. So we are finished with CES. It is a grind to be there, let me tell you, a real grind, but we're glad we went, we're glad we came back. If you go onto my website, you will see all the shows there. If you scroll down a little way, you'll start the shows right here, and we have all those interviews, inclusive, everything, all 4 days plus the wrap-up. I will try to edit those shortly and break them up into individual shows so you can actually look at the company and see the interview. And the interviews lasted anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes, so that should be pretty interesting for you. Today we are going to talk about some cool stuff that you may or may not know exists. Many of you have the iOS operating system for your smartphone, the Apple, and many of you have the Droid. I have an iPhone, but I also have a Droid, a Samsung tablet, which I love. Now, there is a software, and it's called BlueStax, and this is an interesting piece of software. What this will do is it will allow you to convert your PC into an Android operating emulator. And what I mean by that is you load this software onto your PC. It's 100% free, and it will allow you to essentially play games and actually load any type of software that has what's called an APK pack, which is basically what the Android uses to load their games, their software, all their things. Now, BlueStax, if you look at it, again, it's free, but if you look at their webpage, it's primarily for gaming, but that's not the case. If you load BlueStax on there, for the most part, you can go to the Google Play Store, and a lot of people don't realize this, you can go to the Google Play Store. Any app that's on the Google Play Store, I should say most any app that's on the Google Play Store, you can download, and especially all the free ones. And there are thousands of items that are free, not only games. There's all kinds of apps that are totally free, and you could load it on your PC. Now, you might say, why? Well, there's two reasons. One, if you like a particular Android app and you want to use it, on your PC, now you can, and this has been around for a while. And the other reason would be that if you have a very beefy, and certainly pretty much any PC that you have today in the last 5 years is going to have more power, a better processor, more RAMs, and just be a more powerful machine in general. So if knowing that, and there's a certain app here that I've had a lot of questions on. It's called Cinema. It's no secret. Here it is right here. It's a free app, and it comes in an APK. In other words, it's formatted for the Android operating system. So you can download this free, and it's essentially an official movie app. What is Cinema? After shutting down Terrarium TV, and most of you know what that is, people started looking for the best alternative entertainment app. Cinema, the APK, is the perfect one for that. What this app essentially does is it lets you watch TV shows, movies. It's a movie organizer, and it comes in HD, high def. So it is a very, very nice app. It's very easy to install. And as a matter of fact, if you have a Fire Stick, a Roku, or the Windows PC, it will install on any of those. And what's nice about that, of course, is that you're able to watch these videos, movies, TV shows, whatever you want, on a very beefy computer and on your PC. And you also are able, as you are on the Android operating system on your phone, to put these on your large TV. You can cast them. It's called casting. So it's a very nice utility, functional piece of software. It's called BlueStacks. Check it out. Totally free. They do have a paid version, but I would be surprised if you need the paid version. And check it out. And of course, go to the Android, the Google Play Store. Pick out whatever apps you want and have a blast. The Cinema app will be in the show notes. So you certainly want to subscribe to the show notes. And that's going to be right over here on the right-hand side. Where'd she go? Here we go. Subscribe to the podcast and right there, newsletter. If you click on that and put your email address in every Thursday night, as soon as the show is ready to be posted, you will know about it because you will get an absolutely free newsletter, which hot links everything that we talked about. Okay, let's go into apps. I got a ton of apps, this first one is for the iOS, all you Apple folks. This is called Documents by Readle. This is a nice app, 100% free, and this is essentially a central hub that will allow you to take all your files. You can read them, you can listen to them, you can annotate them. It does pretty much everything you want. It takes iPhone files, documents, books, any content that is used by documents, this will do. It's available in 70-plus countries. Very, very nice app. You can also save web pages. Okay, from your browser right into this app, and you can read them later on when you're on the train or plane or boat or canoe, whatever it is, and it's a very nice free app. Here's another app that I like, again available for the iOS. Actually, this is available on both platforms, the iOS and also the Android operating system. This is called Quick. If you have a GoPro, which I happen to have, and I love that stupid camera, but this lets you really edit fastly, efficiently, and do all kinds of special effects. Very, 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 very nice app. Very, very, very free, so check that out. Quick, it's called GoPro Video Editor. Maybe in the next week or two, maybe more, I'm going to show you my GoPro 8, which I'm having a ball with. Man, is that thing nice. Much nicer, I think, than the GoPro Hero 7, but we'll check that out at a little later date. Now, this next app, I think, is a must-have. One, because it works fabulously well, great user interface, certainly easy peasy to use, and it's a wonderful app to use if you want to take a photograph and make it look like an illustration, and it does a nice job. It's called Graphics by Picasso. So if you want to be Picasso, you can use Picasso, and you can see some of the sample photographs that it's taken and modified for you. It does it all automatically, and it will instantly transform your video. I'm sorry, it will instantly transform your photo into a magnificent high-quality drawing, and you just click on them, and essentially what you see is what you get. If you want more red, blue, green, or a different effect, you just keep clicking until you like it. It's that easy. This is cool because it also works on the iPad, and I like that. I like that a lot. All right, moving right along. Visionist, I mentioned this a long time ago. They have updated Visionist, and it's super, super nice now. Super, super free. I'm sure they're going to start charging for this app sooner or later. But this is a similar app to Picasso, but it gives you different types of renderings, and they're all luxuriously nice. You will like this app, and it really is nice to get these apps to break up your photography every now and then, and people will actually think, that you're a professional illustrator or photographer or both, and you don't have to tell them that you're using these free apps that you found on the Gadget Professor show. All right, more apps, more apps. This is a must-have if you have kids or grandkids, little kids anyway. I love this app. I love this app. It's free. It's called Wonderbly Story Time Books. This app is awesome. You can create beautifully personalized looks for the children you love or hate. Marvelous magical adventures of self-discovery based on letters of their name. So it's very interesting for the kids because you're using the letters of their name. They're learning. They're learning all kinds of stories that you're creating. And you can discover the world's personalized picture book. So you're making your own book. Take a child on a magical mystery tour, find a quest to find their name. So they're going to meet all kinds of characters on the way. Wonderfully creative, a lot of fun. Kids love this, and you know, it stirs their imagination. I like this better than playing some of the games that they play. Yeah. All right, let's move on to some more apps. I told you I have a lot of apps today. This one is, next couple are primarily for the Android operating system, but some of these apps actually will work on both. This is called Lucy. This is the Intelligent Dream Journal and Lucid Guide. You need this. I know you need this. So what this is it's an, I don't want to use the word artificial intelligence, but I'm not going to use that. Hi, I'm Lucy, your Intelligent Dream Journal and Lucid Dream Helper. Lucid dreaming is when you become aware that you are in a dream. This awareness allows you to take control over your dreams, whether they be something that you're dreaming about, you're flying around, time traveling, you're a movie star, whatever it is, pretty much whatever it is that you're dreaming, you record your dreams and lucid activity with the automatic process tracking, progress tracking, noise-activated sleep recorder that uses machine learning to only record snoring or talking. Pick out your most significant dreams, your signs, blah, blah, blah. Sketch your dreams. Sync. Look, this app is free, okay? Check it out. It's insane, but it's kind of interesting, and it's usually 99 cents, but it's free right now if you get it quick. And check it out. If you are if you were smoking some things or whatever before you went to sleep or drinking, you might get a kick out of this app. All right, let's move on here. This app is something you don't need, but when you need it, you need it. It's called Text Analyzer Pro. I like this because you can cut and paste any text document that you're working on and or picture, and it will give you a graphic distribution and numeric deciphering of how many times you use a particular word, how many words are in your document. It will give you cinnamon. It will give you I can't even say it. Oh my God. You know what I'm trying to say. It will give you different words to use, synonym words that sound like or have the same meaning, things like that. So it definitely will help you in writing. No question about that. And that, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. If you see me looking around, I'm in process of hooking up a bunch of stuff. And some of it actually is extremely cool, but it's I'm looking over here. Some of it is extremely involved. So, you know, we got these cool backgrounds. You don't want to overdo that, but it's kind of neat. So I'm hooking all this up. I've got some crazy new audio gear here. We'll be hooking that up sometime tomorrow. And that is going to wrap it up, folks. I will see everybody next week. Thank you so much for tuning in. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them.
And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.